Good evening, and thank you for coming, class. Yes, it's me, Miss Winters, and I'm here to give you an extra special lecture that I think you all might appreciate. I'm here as an experienced older woman to offer you some relationship advice. Now, granted, I am divorced, but that doesn't mean that I don't have some experience, you know? The first thing I'd like to cover in this session is online dating and long-distance relationships. Because now that it is the digital age, that seems to be the most common way people meet anymore. But it has its ups and downs, and I'd like to describe them to you, as well as tell you how to best navigate them to ensure that you have happy and healthy relationships going forward. Alright? Do you have your notebooks out? Very good. Let's begin, shall we? The first thing is, be careful where you meet people. Sites like Facebook, Twitter, and apps like Bumble and Tinder aren't always the safest way to meet people, because you can get what is called catfished. It's where people pretend to be someone they're not. They can even use fake photos and lie to you. So when you do go to meet them, it could lead to something dangerous. Usually it just leads to heartbreak and you find out the lie, but there have been cases where people have been hurt or even kidnapped. So please be careful when you use such sites and be careful who you talk to. Find ways to confirm their identity, even if it means asking around and asking friends. Trust your friends and trust your family. If someone seems fishy, they probably are. The same also applies to dating websites, though I do believe the really good ones, like the ones you pay for, have been cracking down lately on people with fake profiles. However, that doesn't mean that there aren't people on there pretending to be someone they aren't. So it's best to be extra careful who you talk to. And again, always ask questions. Never hesitate to ask questions to try to make sure they are who they say they are. Get as much information on them as possible and use sites like Google and background check sites to do your homework to make sure that they're safe and they are who they say they are. That is step one in safety with online dating. Step two is, once you do find someone, maintain constant communication through whatever online platform you choose, whether it's email, private messaging, chat services, whatever you use, have constant, clear communication. But be careful to not overwhelm your partner, as we're all busy with our lives and things that are important to us. We all have family. We all have friends. So don't be insulted if your partner that you met online is too busy to talk to you sometimes, as there will be occasions that you yourself will be too busy to talk to them all the time. So please be respectful of each other's boundaries and personal lives. Another thing to keep in mind is that people are people, and they're going to make mistakes. It's hard to trust people when you can't talk to them face to face. It's why when you first meet someone and you find that connection, you should always proceed with caution, especially the first few months of your relationship. And I do mean give it months, not weeks, not days, but months. I personally advise at least 3 months before you consider it something serious. You know you're on the right track when you've hit 6 months, and you're going strong when it's been at least a year. I know that seems like a long time, but that gives you time to build trust with one another and get to know each other even better. Because only a few weeks to a couple of months is not a very long time to get to know each other properly and really figure each other out. As you only have screens between you, you don't know what's going on the other side or behind closed doors. And keep in mind, even when you have that connection, even if you meet a person through all the right safe channels, they can still hurt you, because everyone does have a personal life in the real world and not the online world. You never know if they have a partner in real life and are seeking attention online. That's why I advise the 3-month rule, the bare minimum, before declaring anything you have as something official. I do hope you're taking notes. And 3 months is generous. 3 months is still a very short time, because you still don't know what someone is doing in their personal life when they're not talking to you online. It's why I also recommend talking virtually face to face using something like FaceTime, Skype, or another webcam service. And I don't mean using it to do perverted things, though that is perfectly alright in a healthy relationship between two people who love and care about each other. But it's also a good way to really read one another by seeing their facial expressions and their gestures and getting a glimpse of their living space. And plus, talking and hearing their voice better establishes a deeper connection, one that is hard to have through text alone. And even then, I advise you proceed slowly and take your time. And while it is nice to hope that everyone is honest, it's best to hope for the best, but always prepare for the worst. Don't get too attached to someone you meet online until you've had the opportunity to meet them in person. And I personally advise you don't meet someone in person you've met online until you've talked to them at least 6 months. And always meet in a public location the first time, like a coffee shop or a mall. Never meet for the first time at a personal home or a hotel, because you never quite know if there's danger lurking. And if the date goes wrong, you have the freedom to leave. And that's a very, very important thing. And if you can, always have a friend or family member on contact when you meet someone online in person, so that way you have a way out should things go south and go sour. And if you do meet someone, and you do establish a connection, don't hesitate to reach out to friends about it, and talk to them about any potential concerns you might have with your partner. Now, this is no replace for therapy, so don't treat your friends like therapists or relationship counselors. But it is a good idea to turn to friends and family for advice, especially those with experience. And you can always contact me. You can write me an email, or write me a letter, or come to these classes to get advice, as after all, I have been around the block. In fact, I met my husband online, and those of you who have known me, and those of you who have observed my classes, well, you know how well that turned out. So please, listen to me and heed my advice. When you do meet someone online, proceed with caution, as while love at first sight can happen, it takes time to get to know each other and learn things about one another, and to really establish real, true, deep love. The kind of love where you do anything for each other. Within reason, of course. You never want to fall too hard or too deep too quickly, as in the end that could only lead to trouble. Thank you all for attending this quick lecture. This has been Chapter 1 about online relationships and online dating. If you have any questions, please raise your hand. Or if you have any questions when you go home, don't hesitate to write me an email. I'd be happy to answer for you. Anyway, I hope you've taken your notes, and I will see you next time for even more relationship advice. This time, it's going to be meeting someone in person and dating in real life. So I hope you look forward to it. Well, I need to get ready for my class tomorrow with my actual students. Thank you all for attending, and I will catch you next time. Remember, everyone, there is love for you out there. You just gotta be patient. That's the key to finding love and happiness, is patience and perseverance. All right, everyone. Class dismissed.